Title: Glue a drum bus using groove pool tricks in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DnB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's dial in that classic Jungle Old School DnB drum glue in Ableton Live 12. And heads up, today the glue isn't just compression, it's micro timing, it's swing, it's that feeling that everything is being played by the same drummer, even if you built it from totally different samples. By the end, you'll have a drum bus with a break for character, clean kick and snare reinforcement for weight, hats and percussion for motion, and one shared groove tying it all together. Rolling, energetic, old school without sounding sloppy or late. Let's set this up. First, set your tempo to something DnB friendly, 170 to 174 BPM. I'll pick 172. Now create three tracks, one audio track called Break, two MIDI tracks called Kick plus Snare and Hat slash Perk, each with a drum rack on them. Select those three tracks and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group Drum Bus. That group is where we'll do the final togetherness processing later. But first we need the feel. Step 1. Load and prep a break like a jungle producer. Drag in a breakbeat to the break track. Amen style, think, funky drum or anything with personality. Click the clip. Go down to clip view and turn warp on. For warp mode, choose Complex Pro. It's a safe starting point for full breaks. If it starts sounding facey or weird, switch it to complex instead. Don't overthink it, just pick the one that keeps your transients feeling solid. Make sure bar 1 is actually bar 1. If it's off, use warp from here. Straight, right at the first downbeat. Set the loop length to 1 bar or 2 bars. Jungle loves 2 bar phrases because the little variations become part of the groove language. Quick vibe move. Duplicate that clip out to an 8 bar phrase so you're listening like a track, not like a 1 bar loop. You'll make better decisions. Now the secret sauce. Extracting groove from the break. Right-click the break clip and choose Extract Groove. Open the groove pool. Shift-Command-G on Mac, Shift-Control-G on Windows. You should see a new groove appear named after the break, with something like 16 in the title. That groove contains timing push and pull, velocity feel, and sometimes a bit of human randomness depending on the source. Here's a key beginner concept. Groove pool is global, but groove assignment is per clip. So adding a groove to the groove pool does not automatically change your drums. You still have to choose that groove inside each clip. Build that habit now. After you extract or load a groove, click through your drum clips and confirm they all reference the same groove. Next, pick your master groove strategy. Option A, the most junglist approach. The break is the master feel. You extracted groove from the break. And now you apply that groove to your one-shots and hats so they play like the break. Option B, a tighter modern rolling approach. Use an MPC-style swing as the master. In the groove pool, you can hot-swap and try MPC-16 swing around 57 to 62, or SP-style swings if they're available. That can be cleaner and more consistent. For old-school vibes, we'll start with option A. The break is the boss. Now we apply groove, but we do it intelligently. Not everything gets the same intensity. Think like a drummer. Kick and snare are the backbone. Hats, shakers, ghost notes are the motion and glue. Rides and percussion are flavor and can take the most feel. Let's start with kick plus snare. Program a simple two-step pattern. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Now click that MIDI clip. In clip view, find the groove chooser and select your extracted break groove. Now go to the groove pool. Click on that groove and set the parameters. Timing. Keep it subtle on anchors. Set it around 15 to 30%. Start at 20. Velocity. Low. Around 0 to 15. Start at 5. Random. Tiny. 0 to 5. Start at 2. Bass. Leave it at the default for now, usually 1/16. Why so low? Because in drum and bass, if the kick and snare start swinging too hard, the whole drop feels late and weak. You want pocket, not wobble. Now for the fun part. Hats and percussion. Go to your hats/perk MIDI clip. Choose the same groove in the clip's groove chooser. In the groove pool, we're going to push this harder. Timing, 35 to 60%. Start at 45. Velocity, 10 to 25. Start at 15. Random, 3 to 10. Start at 6. This is where the rolling happens. If you ever hear someone's drums and you're like, why does it bounce even though it's simple? It's usually this. Hats and ghosty stuff sharing a feel. Now, should you apply groove to the break itself? Optional. If your break already feels amazing, don't add extra groove. Let it be what it is. But if you chose an MPC swing as your master groove, you can apply a tiny amount to the break so it inherits that pocket. Think 10 to 25% timing max. Subtle. We're reshaping, not destroying. Quick coach note here about the bass setting. Bass is basically the grid resolution the groove pulls against. If your break feel is super shuffled and twitchy, switching bass from 1/16 to 1/8 can make the swing feel broader and less nervous. If you're doing busy edits and lots of hits, 1/16 often stays tighter. Now let's talk about the danger zone, flams. If your break already has a snare, and you layer a clean snare on top, the groove can make them drift slightly apart. Suddenly it sounds like two snares hitting almost together, and it's messy. Two quick anti-flam fixes. 1. Use track delay to align. In the mixer, show track delays if they're hidden, and nudge the kick plus snare track a few milliseconds earlier or later until the snare locks with the break transient. 2. If it's still poking out, tighten the layered snare transient, choose a snappier sample, or add a tiny fade-in so it doesn't fight the break's initial spike. Track delay is a really clean move because it's reversible. You're not rewriting your MIDI, you're just phase aligning layers. Now, commit. In the groove pool you'll see the commit button. Do not commit immediately, keep groove uncommitted while you're writing and arranging, because you'll want to tweak timing and intensity as the track takes shape. Commit when you're printing stems, resampling, flattening a break, or doing detailed edits that need fixed timing. Classic DNB workflow. Keep it live while writing, commit late. Now we've got groove glue. Next, we add a simple stock drum bus chain for the record feeling. Go to the drum bus group and add these devices in order. First, EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean sub rumble that doesn't help you. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Small moves. Second, drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Start at 8. Crunch 0 to 10. Start at 4. If it's too bright, use damp to soften the top. Boom. Be careful with breaks. Try 0 to 20 max, and only if it helps. Transients. If the drums are too spiky, go negative, like minus 5 to minus 15. If they're too soft, go positive, like plus 5 to plus 15. Third, glue compressor. Attack. 3 milliseconds for that classic snap. Release. Auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. Turn soft clip on. It's a really nice jungle-friendly safety net. Fourth, utility. If you're getting close to clipping downstream, pull the gain down 1 to 3 dB. And a quick DJ tools mindset check. Mix compatibility. If these drums are meant for DJ-style transitions, keep the downbeats stable. That means your one should feel clean and reliable, even if they'll offbeats are doing cool shuffled movement. Your groove should enhance the blend, not sabotage it. Now let's do a fast arrangement sketch so you actually hear why groove matters. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Filter the break with an auto filter low pass so it's thinner. Let hats and percussion carry the groove so the listener locks into the pocket. Bars 9 to 16. Pre-drop. Bring in the kick and snare reinforcement. At bar 16, add a quick snare rush, maybe 1/32 notes or a triplet Y feel just to raise energy. Bars 17 to 32, drop. Full drums plus bass. At bar 25, swap to a variation of the break, slice it or rearrange a couple hits. At bar 32, do a classic stop-start, one beat of silence. That moment of air makes the groove feel even heavier when it returns. Now, common beginner mistakes to avoid as you do this. Mistake 1. Grooving kick and snare too much. If the drop feels late, reduce timing on the anchors first. Mistake 2. Using random like its magic humanizer. Too much random turns rolling jungle into messy jungle. Keep it subtle. Mistake 3. Forgetting to apply the same groove across layers. Break swings one way, hats swing another. Once shots are straight and suddenly everything flams. Make sure each clip is actually assigned to the same groove. Mistake 4. Committing too early. You lose flexibility. Mistake 5. Trying to compress your way into groove. Compression can glue dynamics, but it can't fix the pocket. Groove first, then glue. Before we wrap, here are two quick upgrade ideas you can try once the basic setup works. 1. Groove automation for energy control. In the build-up, reduce timing on hats and percussion, then at the drop, bring it back up. It feels like the drummer leans into the pocket when the tune lands. Super effective, super simple. 2. Ghost note pocket trick. Put ghost snares in their own MIDI clip, even if it's the same drum rack. Give that ghost clip more velocity influence and just a touch more random than the rest. The groove starts talking without destabilizing your main snare. Okay, mini 10-minute practice to lock this in. Load a 2-bar break, extract groove. Program kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, and some simple 1/8 hats with a couple offbeat shakers. Apply the extracted groove. Set kick and snare timing to 20%. Set hats timing to 50%. Now a slash B test by toggling groove on and off inside each clip. Listen for roll, cohesion, and less stiffness. Then add drum bus and glue compressor on the group. Drive around 8% on drum bus, and about 2 dB gain reduction on glue. If it starts feeling late, don't panic, pull timing down on kick and snare first. That fix solves most why is my drop leaning back problems. Recap, nice and clean. Jungle glue is shared timing feel, not just compression. Extract groove from a break, apply it across layers, but with different intensities based on the roll. Keep groove subtle on the anchors and stronger on hats and ghosts. Finish with a simple stock chain, EQ 8 into drum bus into glue compressor. And keep groove live until your arrangement is locked. If you tell me which break you're using, amen. Think, something else, and whether you're layering a clean snare on top, I can suggest exact groove percentages and a quick anti-flam alignment move tailored to your setup.